This is the NSEN ESOL International Advanced Level C1 Listening Examination. Please check that your name and other details are on your mark sheet. The invigilator will have explained how to fill in the mark sheet. Do not write on your examination paper. Put your answers on the mark sheet. The listening examination will now begin. Part 1. You will hear 10 sentences. Read the replies on your examination paper. You have 2 minutes to read the replies on your examination paper. Listen to the sentences. You will hear the sentences in full twice. Choose the best reply for the situation. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers. 1. Have you noticed how expensive things have become recently? 2. Where can we get something to eat? 3. I can't find my keys anywhere. Have you seen them? 4. Did you know that Juan has passed his university exams? 5. I am so sorry. I'm busy on Saturday. 6. I love watching documentaries on TV. I learn so much from them. 7. This chair comes in yellow, blue, and green. Which do you like best? 8. Would it be possible to pick up some onions on the way home tonight? 9. Oh, come on. We'll be late if you don't hurry up. 10. Excuse me, do you accept credit card payments? 11. Now listen to the sentences again. 1. Have you noticed how expensive things have become recently? 2. Where can we get something to eat? 3. I can't find my keys anywhere. Have you seen them? 4. Did you know that Juan has passed his university exams? 5. I am so sorry. I'm busy on Saturday. 6. I love watching documentaries on TV. I learn so much from them. 7. This chair comes in yellow, blue and green. Which do you like best? 8. Would it be possible to pick up some onions on the way home tonight? 9. Oh, come on. We'll be late if you don't hurry up. 10. Excuse me, do you accept credit card payments? 9. Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. You will hear 2 conversations. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both conversations. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to conversation one. You'll hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You'll then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Good afternoon. How can I help you?
Hello. Can I have a table for 4 people, please?
Yes, of course. Follow me. Here you are. Is the table by the window all right for you?
Yes, that's fine. Can we order some drinks, please? 2 Diet Cokes, a glass of water, and an orange juice. We'd also like to order some food from the daily specials menu. Chicken with fries and a side salad. A cheese quiche with side salad. And 2 cheese-filled baked potatoes with salad.
Would you like some bread rolls? White, wholemeal, or brown seeded?
We'll have 2 wholemeal and 2 brown seeded. This is our first time visiting this restaurant. Have you been here long?
We opened last summer, and since then we've been fully booked every night. We try to buy our food locally and only use fresh produce. We don't pre-cook any food. Everything we serve is cooked fresh. In fact, we are expecting a food critic in this evening, so hopefully he'll give us a good review. Do you know Hugh Fearnley, the guy that hosts the River Cottage series on UK TV?
Oh yes, he cooks with locally produced and sourced fruits, vegetables, fish, eggs and meat. He's also a well-known campaigner on issues related to food production. He organised the 2011 Fish Fight campaign for changes to the EU Common Fisheries Policy.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, he's the critic that's booked a table this evening, so we're hoping he really likes our food. Anyway, let me get your drinks and give the chef your order.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Here are some complimentary snacks and a jug of iced water while you're waiting for your food to arrive. I hope you enjoy your meal.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Good afternoon. How can I help you?
Hello. Can I have a table for 4 people, please?
Yes, of course. Follow me. Here you are. Is the table by the window all right for you?
Yes, that's fine. Can we order some drinks, please? 2 Diet Cokes, a glass of water, and an orange juice. We'd also like to order some food from the daily specials menu. Chicken with fries and a side salad. A cheese quiche with side salad. And 2 cheese-filled baked potatoes with salad.
Would you like some bread rolls? White, wholemeal or brown seeded?
We'll have 2 wholemeal and 2 brown seeded. This is our first time visiting this restaurant. Have you been here long?
We opened last summer and since then we've been fully booked every night. We try to buy our food locally and only use fresh produce. We don't pre-cook any food. Everything we serve is cooked fresh. In fact, we are expecting a food critic in this evening, so hopefully he'll give us a good review. Do you know Hugh Fearnley, the guy that hosts the River Cottage series on UK TV?
Oh yes, he cooks with locally produced and sourced fruits, vegetables, fish, eggs and meat. He's also a well-known campaigner on issues related to food production. He organised the 2011 Fish Fight campaign for changes to the EU Common Fisheries Policy.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, he's the critic that's booked a table this evening, so we're hoping he really likes our food. Anyway, let me get your drinks and give the chef your order.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Here are some complimentary snacks and a jug of iced water while you're waiting for your food to arrive. I hope you enjoy your meal.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. Listen to conversation 2. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Hi, how are you today?
Fine, thanks. How was your holiday?
Fantastic. I thoroughly recommend Peru. We stayed in a quiet hotel for the first few days and then took the train to Machu Picchu. After a long day exploring Machu Picchu, we stayed at a hotel in Cusco. It's got lovely cobbled streets with restaurants, shops and markets selling local handicrafts. And there are loads of museums. In fact, I've brought you back some Andean chocolate from the Andes.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you so much. It's been so busy here. We've really missed you. The furniture you ordered from Mexico arrived last week. We haven't had time to unpack it yet, and we're not really sure what you want to do with it.
Oh, great. Well, I'll have a look at it later. Have you managed to sell any of the carved animals?
They are selling like hotcakes, particularly the three monkeys. We've hardly got any left, and the ethnic beaded necklaces are popular as well. We've sold quite a few of those and the Indian scarves.
Right. Have a look at these handmade blankets. Peruvian blankets are fairly inexpensive. See how thick and colourful they are. I think we could sell some of these at quite a good profit.
Yes, it's lovely. I'd buy one. The North American rugs are selling quite well, although not as quickly as I thought. Now we've got the Peruvian blankets, they'll look good together in the catalogue. I'll get started on photographing and publishing them online. You'll have to let me know how much you want to sell them for.
All right, but a coffee first, I think. I'm parched. Do you want one?
Yes, please. Milk and no sugar, thanks. Then we must do some work.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Hi, how are you today?
Fine, thanks. How was your holiday?
Fantastic. I thoroughly recommend Peru. We stayed in a quiet hotel for the first few days and then took the train to Machu Picchu. After a long day exploring Machu Picchu, we stayed at a hotel in Cusco. It's got lovely cobbled streets with restaurants, shops and markets selling local handicrafts. And there are loads of museums. In fact, I've brought you back some Andean chocolate from the Andes.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you so much. It's been so busy here. We've really missed you. The furniture you ordered from Mexico arrived last week. We haven't had time to unpack it yet, and we're not really sure what you want to do with it.
Oh, great. Well, I'll have a look at it later. Have you managed to sell any of the carved animals?
They are selling like hotcakes, particularly the three monkeys. We've hardly got any left, and the ethnic beaded necklaces are popular as well. We've sold quite a few of those and the Indian scarves.
Right. Have a look at these handmade blankets. Peruvian blankets are fairly inexpensive. See how thick and colourful they are. I think we could sell some of these at quite a good profit.
Yes, it's lovely. I'd buy one. The North American rugs are selling quite well, although not as quickly as I thought. Now we've got the Peruvian blankets, they'll look good together in the catalogue. I'll get started on photographing and publishing them online. You'll have to let me know how much you want to sell them for.
All right, but a coffee first, I think. I'm parched. Do you want one?
Yes, please. Milk and no sugar, thanks. Then we must do some work.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Debate and Discussion. You will now hear a debate and a discussion. You will hear them twice. You have 2 minutes to look at the questions for both the debate and the discussion. Now listen to the debate. Record your answers on the mark sheet. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers. Texting is now more popular than making a phone call. But does this mean that we avoid personal contact? Josh, what do you think?
Not at all. Texting saves time and money. It's quicker and more convenient to send a text than phoning someone up, waiting for them to answer, asking how they are, and eventually getting round to saying what you want to say. Texts are shorter and more to the point.
Ellie, you're not an advocate of texting. What do you think?
Josh has just stated exactly why it's wrong to send a text. There's nothing better than making a personal effort to speak to someone and asking how they are. It shows you care. Texts are too impersonal and emotionless.
We can send an emoji to express our emotions. Hugs, kisses, and thumbs up. People know you care without having to waste their time answering a phone, especially if they are at work.
I disagree. If I have a missed call, then I know someone has cared enough to want to talk to me and hear my voice. A cartoon image is a last-minute thought. I'd rather hear someone say they care about me, not send me a silly picture.
Texts are quicker and save time. Last-minute plans can be dealt with quickly, and texting family abroad using an app is cheaper than phoning them up.
But people avoid taking responsibility for things by texting. For example, sending a text to say they are sorry for something they did wrong. Making a phone call and putting yourself out to speak to someone one-to-one means taking responsibility and showing you care. The apps are useful for keeping in touch, but it should not be the only way of communicating.
Well, we've run out of time. Thank you both for coming into the studio today and sharing your views. Now listen to the debate again. Texting is now more popular than making a phone call. But does this mean that we avoid personal contact? Josh, what do you think?
Not at all. Texting saves time and money. It's quicker and more convenient to send a text than phoning someone up, waiting for them to answer, asking how they are, and eventually getting round to saying what you want to say. Texts are shorter and more to the point.
Ellie, you're not an advocate of texting. What do you think?
Josh has just stated exactly why it's wrong to send a text. There's nothing better than making a personal effort to speak to someone and asking how they are. It shows you care. Texts are too impersonal and emotionless.
We can send an emoji to express our emotions. Hugs, kisses, and thumbs up. People know you care without having to waste their time answering a phone, especially if they are at work.
I disagree. If I have a missed call, then I know someone has cared enough to want to talk to me and hear my voice. A cartoon image is a last-minute thought. I'd rather hear someone say they care about me, not send me a silly picture.
Texts are quicker and save time. Last-minute plans can be dealt with quickly, and texting family abroad using an app is cheaper than phoning them up.
But people avoid taking responsibility for things by texting. For example, sending a text to say they are sorry for something they did wrong. Making a phone call and putting yourself out to speak to someone one-to-one means taking responsibility and showing you care. The apps are useful for keeping in touch, but it should not be the only way of communicating.
Well, we've run out of time. Thank you both for coming into the studio today and sharing your views. Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Debate and discussion. Listen to the discussion. You will hear it twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Good morning, listeners, and welcome to our daily discussion. Today, we're talking about finding time to relax. Alicia, do you find time to relax?
I try to. I don't own a car, so I walk everywhere. I can walk a mile in about 20 minutes. I don't like talking on the phone while I walk. I keep my phone in my pocket. This means my walks are typically spent daydreaming or working through issues.
When I walk anywhere, I like listening to music, so I always take my headphones with me.
I don't like doing that. I like to be aware of what's around me, and if I'm walking through the woods or along a country lane, I like to hear the birds singing and the trees rustling.
So, how else do you find time to relax?
If I'm cooking dinner, cleaning or folding laundry, I'll listen to a podcast or some background music. That way, I'll have spent no additional time that I wasn't already going to spend, but I'll have filled that time doing something I really enjoy.
So, you don't make extra time to relax, you fill your time with relaxing moments.
That's right. It's so easy to feel guilty if you sit down, put your feet up and close your eyes. Your mind starts telling you to get up and do something.
But isn't relaxing doing something constructive? Surely we shouldn't feel guilty about taking an hour in the day and dedicating it to ourselves.
No, but the world we live in doesn't cater for that. That's why I like walking. If I drove a car, I'd find it incredibly stressful. We don't have to sit down to relax. Relaxation is about calming the mind. Rest is about rejuvenating the body.
Thank you, Alicia. Very insightful.
You're welcome, Chris.
Now listen to the discussion again.
Good morning, listeners, and welcome to our daily discussion. Today, we're talking about finding time to relax. Alicia, do you find time to relax?
I try to. I don't own a car, so I walk everywhere. I can walk a mile in about 20 minutes. I don't like talking on the phone while I walk. I keep my phone in my pocket. This means my walks are typically spent daydreaming or working through issues.
When I walk anywhere, I like listening to music, so I always take my headphones with me.
I don't like doing that. I like to be aware of what's around me, and if I'm walking through the woods or along a country lane, I like to hear the birds singing and the trees rustling.
So, how else do you find time to relax?
If I'm cooking dinner, cleaning or folding laundry, I'll listen to a podcast or some background music. That way, I'll have spent no additional time that I wasn't already going to spend, but I'll have filled that time doing something I really enjoy.
So, you don't make extra time to relax, you fill your time with relaxing moments.
That's right. It's so easy to feel guilty if you sit down, put your feet up and close your eyes. Your mind starts telling you to get up and do something.
But isn't relaxing doing something constructive? Surely we shouldn't feel guilty about taking an hour in the day and dedicating it to ourselves.
No, but the world we live in doesn't cater for that. That's why I like walking. If I drove a car, I'd find it incredibly stressful. We don't have to sit down to relax. Relaxation is about calming the mind. Rest is about rejuvenating the body.
Thank you, Alicia. Very insightful.
You're welcome, Chris.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. That is the end of the listening examination. Please check your mark sheet is completed correctly. Put your pens down. End of examination.